This is Jay Sekulo, Terra Strikes Boston.
Something just blew up.
We have some breaking news coming in now. It's Boston Marathon Day, and we've just gotten word of not one but two explosions near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. These are live pictures coming into us now. This is disturbing. It's the sound of two booms, which witnesses said sounded like thunder. We got a rough situation here.
At 2:50 p.m. today, there were simultaneous explosions that occurred along the route of the Boston Marathon near the finish line. These explosions occurred 50 to 100 yards apart, and each scene resulted in multiple casualties.
The American people will say a prayer for Boston tonight, and Michelle and I send our deepest thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims in the wake of this senseless loss. We still do not know who did this or why, but make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this, and we will find out who did this, we'll find out why they did this. Any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice.
The bombs killing three people. The Boston Globe reports an 8-year-old among the dead. More than 150 injured. At the moment, 17 still listed in critical condition.
I would like to start this morning by thanking the first responders from Boston EMS and Boston Fire Department and the volunteer physicians, nurses, and medical staff from the community who volunteered at the marathon. Their services and heroic actions saved lives yesterday afternoon.
This was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. Anytime bombs are used to target innocent civilians, it is an act of terror. We will find whoever harmed our citizens, and we will bring them to justice.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Boston, the first responders, and those that are now conducting the investigation. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to call and just express your sympathy and prayers for the community in Boston, that's fine. If you want to talk about what happens in these kind of investigations, Skip Ashes, a senior counsel at the ACLJ, is in charge of our national security group and just attended, as he has, the past several years, a major conference on terrorism in Israel. We're taking your phone calls. And again, if you want to just express your prayers, if you've got questions, concerns, 1-800-684-3110. Let me go first to Jordan, who's in Washington, D.C. When the news first broke, Jordan, I spoke with you immediately. Washington, and always in a state of readiness. What are you hearing in D.C. right now? Obviously, we don't know who's responsible for this. We do know it's an act of terror.
Absolutely. I mean, now you've got the President of the United States who's come out and said clearly that this is being investigated is an act of terrorism. You see these reports. I think in the United States, we sometimes have a reaction that, you know, terrorism means foreign. It means, you know, religious or politically inspired, for people coming in to attack us, or people have been turned. But there's domestic terrorism as well. And when you have two bombings, different than something like that happened at Sandy Hook, or different than a Columbine, though certainly the mood of the country can be the same, that these are done purposefully to send some kind of message. And usually, if it's one individual, if it's 20 individuals, it's done for a reason. And yet we have no definitive answers. So we've had, you know, reports about certain people. There's a report about a Saudi national who was there, who was injured, people with backpacks. There are, of course, a lot of video cameras, people taking YouTube videos. But the important part is that we all remain vigilant, and that America is a target. All of America can be a target, especially these major events. And I think most people did know that deep down.
It looks like that Saudi national, I think, has been cleared of at least not being a focus of any kind of investigation at this point. We'll be taking your calls when we come back. We'll be joined by Skip Ash of the ACLJ National Security Team at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls when we come back.
Hey. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you, cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource, free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Remember that we are a country of freedom and we're a country of liberty, and that's what any of these terrorists, whether it's domestic or an international group, that's what they don't like, is our freedoms and our liberties. President Obama made a statement yesterday that I think speaks for all of us. Let me play the beginning of that when he talked about the American people saying a prayer for the people of Boston.
The American people will say a prayer for Boston tonight, and Michelle and I send our deepest thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims in the wake of this senseless loss.
Let me go to Skip Ash, who's a senior counsel with the ACLJ in charge of our national security group and also just attended their conference on global terrorism in Israel. He's done that for the past 3 years. By the way, I stated that the Saudi student that was on a visa had been cleared. That's apparently not the case. It looks like they just don't know, and so I don't want to give any – we don't know who did this. This is a person of interest. We don't know what that means in the context of this. We'll have to wait for further investigation. Obviously, I don't want to draw any conclusions. But I do think, Skip, it'd be great to hear from you on this. And by the way, if you want to talk to any of us, me, Jordan, or Skip, just call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Skip, you just came from the conference on this topic of global terrorism. Your initial first reaction to what's happened in Boston, and then based on your expertise, what's going on right now with law enforcement and military?
Well, as I would agree with the officials there, it's too early to say exactly who might have done this. But we do know that Al-Qaeda, for instance, and those who support some of these terrorist groups are now forming these little cells, and they're being encouraged to go out and do just anything. If I were a betting person, I would say that there's a high likelihood that it may be one or two individuals who have decided to strike. And they're not formally part of any larger organization, but they have looked at their websites, they have taken their encouragement on over the web and everything else, and they've decided to strike out for whatever their cause is. Vis-a-vis the conferences I've attended in Israel, obviously Israel has a great deal of experience dealing with terrorism, but what's very interesting is that Israel not only uses its own expertise and shares that, but they invite people in from around the world, from India, for instance, where they had the Mumbai incident, from all over the area, all over the world, where people have had to deal with terrorism. And it's sort of they get together and they begin to discuss what causes it, what the aims of terrorism are, and what are the best means of trying to counter terrorism. So it's a fascinating conference. And I'm willing to share whatever you want from that, Jay.
Well, I want to get into the particulars of that. We are getting phone calls. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to express your thoughts and prayers, I encourage you to make that call as well. We're praying for those that have been injured, those that are have been killed, and of course also praying for the doctors and those first responders. You know, I'm going to tell you this, folks. These are horrible and horrific events, but when you see those police officers and those emergency medical services workers and those doctors that were there walking towards the bombs as bombs were going off, that's the spirit of America. And that's what we're really dealing with here. So I want a huge thank you to the Boston first responders, the police, fire department, emergency medical personnel, and those doctors and medical students at Harvard and Tufts and all these schools up there, Beth Israel Hospital, that have done such a incredible job in this horrible, tragic, unbelievable situation. Jordan, let's take some phone calls. We do have people calling in. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110.
Yep. Jamie calling in from Michigan on line one. Jamie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey. I'd just like to say I'm uninformed. I don't really, as a Christian, I don't really listen to a lot of different radio stations or television, so I'd just like to say my prayers and thoughts go out to the victims and the families, and I'd just like to say that, you know, in this investigation, I hope they don't botch it up, you know.
Well, I don't think so. Let me go to Skip on that. I mean, the expertise since 9/11 and the improvement in the investigatory techniques, and Skip, I was involved in some of this after 9/11. You've been working on this very closely. You know, I think it's very, very sophisticated investigation techniques right now.
Oh, absolutely. And remember also that yesterday was a holiday in Massachusetts. It was Patriots Day. So very often people who want to make these you know, blow up bombs on certain days, they want to do it for symbolic reasons. And Patriots Day, this was the days that honored Lexington and Concord, that began the whole process of our revolution and leading to independence and the creation of the United States. Very often people will choose those types of holidays. The other thing is, as you were mentioning, Jay, and that is that we have all the resources of the United States government looking at this. We are going to leave no stone unturned. We're going to go and look and follow every lead to see where it goes. And we have learned so much. I was so proud of watching these doctors and these medical experts and even volunteers going to the victims. And this tells us that we have learned a lot since 9/11. These people were prepared. They have done practices. The police, the fire department, the EMTs, everyone has gotten together. They've had alerts. These hospitals immediately kicked into their normal routines for emergencies, and it just went like clockwork. Despite the gravity of the situation and how heinous the acts were, our people responded like Americans normally respond in crises, and they did very well.
Jordan, you worked for the Justice Department during 9/11. I, of course, was working closely with General Ashcroft, but you were actually on staff with the Justice Department at that point. What was it like?
It was not so similar to however we live now. I mean, it was kind of the preview to that. It was a time period, a lot of building evacuations, not so different as what's happened in LaGuardia Airport today or the incident on the airplane landing in Boston. These are things that happen fairly regularly. They get reported in the news. Before 9/11, that would have been a major event, even though evacuations and it all clear, because we weren't in that mindset. But those days following, of course, you have people calling in. It's heightened vigilance, and that's not a bad thing. But in Washington, you know, Dad, when you were asking about yesterday, and the reports about being on a lockdown, and I don't mean this in a nasty way about D.C., because I think they do a great job of balancing it here, honestly, considering the assets across the street from us, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Senate offices, so all the senators, and then the Capitol right there, pedestrians everywhere, cars everywhere, deliveries going on. And yet at the same time, it's ready at any moment to go on lockdown. Right outside of our building, there are metal plates this is a smaller street right on Capitol Hill by the Supreme Court. These plates can go up, and you would not be able to get a large truck over them. There are posts manned 24 hours a day with officers with machine guns, not handguns, but with automatic weapons ready to go whenever they need to. So in a sense, we never left that state, like New York City. Similar to the other major cities around the United States, once that happened, Things changed, and people move on and live on.
Yep, and that's the wonder of America, is that we continue to move forward. Obviously, we don't ever forget, and we are going to remain vigilant, and we don't know who did these heinous acts, these cowardly acts. I think the president was right in calling them cowardly acts, because that's exactly what they were. When you look at the terrorists, whether they are domestic or global, they are cowards, Skip. I mean, at the end of the day, terrorism is an act of cowardice. It's not warfare. It's terror designed for a specific person. And I think that when you you look at the situation, you know, I they're cowards that wreck a lot of havoc and damage, Skip, I think is the way to say it.
Absolutely. Their whole purpose is to instill fear in society, and they attack the most vulnerable. They attack the civilians, those who are least capable of defending themselves. So right off the bat, their targets demonstrate the cowardly nature of their acts, and they are attempting to destabilize and to cause unease throughout society, and especially an open society like ours or Israel's or India's or other places. The whole purpose then is to try to force us to change our ways to accommodate them. And we have to do some of that. But at the same time, we need to stand strong and stand for our values and not put up with this stuff and go after them with great vigor.
The president called it an act of cowardice. Let me play it for you, number 20.
This was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. Anytime bombs are used to target innocent civilians, it is an act of terror. What we don't yet know, however, is who carried out this attack or why, whether it was planned and executed by a terrorist organization, foreign or domestic, or was the act of a malevolent individual.
And that investigation is ongoing. We're going to let you know how those investigations go, what the process is when we come back from the break. But again, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The AP is reporting that evidently the Boston explosives were made of pressure cookers with metal and ball bearings. I don't know if that tells us much other than, again, these bombs are easy to make, unfortunately. By the way, let me tell you why the beauty of America, even in these horrific situations, is our form of government, and that's our Constitution. If you don't have a copy of it, on a day that's the day after Patriot Day, when we've had this horrific explosion, bombs, terrorism in Boston. If you want to copy the Constitution, you just need to call us at 877-989-2255. We'll send it right out to you. It's called Foundations of Freedom. Because at the end of the day, folks, we're gonna make it through. We're going to protect our freedoms. 1-877-989-2255 if you want Foundations of Freedom. We'll be happy to send it to you. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you. Cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began. began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ, on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource, free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
So how do Americans respond when an act of terror takes place in Boston or any place else? Our EMS, our police officers, our fire department, our doctors, our fellow runners ran to the scene to help. That's what we do in America. President talked about that as well. Listen to number 22.
So if you want to know who we are, what America is, how we respond to evil, that's it. Selflessly, compassionately, unafraid.
We broadcast in Boston on WEZE 590 AM. If you're listening there and want to talk to us, we'd sure like to hear from you, or those in Boston. Call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're here for an entire half hour. If you don't get the full hour, just go to aclj.org. You can listen online. Again, if you want a copy of the Constitution, that's what I thought would be the appropriate thing for today, to understand how our government works. I encourage you to just go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255, and we will send you a pocket version of the Constitution. We call it Foundations of Freedom. Again, 877-989-2255. Skip, you went to you're our expert on this. You've been to the conferences. You participate in these conferences. When you mentioned during the break, the idea of these devices, these improvised explosive devices, is to do what? Let's talk about what they're designed to do.
They're designed really to inflict as much damage as they can to the surroundings where they go off. And they're normally placed in places where there's going to be a lot of civilians. In Israel, for instance, it'll be at bus stations. It'll be in buses. It'll be at the entryway to grocery stores or restaurants. And in this case, it was at a major sporting event where people, especially at the finish line, where people would gather to see the people crossing the line. So it was intended to inflict mass casualties, and by putting in nails and pellets and ball bearings and similar things like that, it was meant to inflict the maximum damage, injury, and disfigurement to those who were struck.
Yeah, so, you know, and in that sense, they accomplished some of their goal, not all of it. They want to, you know, destroy the American spirit. Remember, that's what's really going on here. All right, Jordan, let's take a phone call. By the way, we will be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones. We'll just go to those who have been holding on the line. Helen in Rhode Island on line two. Helen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Helen.
Yes, hi. I listen to you every day.
Great.
Over WARZ, and I'm just thankful that I'm able to be on today just to express my comments and opinions. I'm almost getting goosebumps just thinking about that tragedy.
Yeah.
But as I said to whether it was Jordan that answered the phone initially, but as far as, you know, the president said all America will be praying tonight, and his thoughts and prayers along
right.
with Michelle were being sent out. But I thought, how sad that we can't have prayer in school.
Well, let me tell you, though, you can't have prayer in school, and the students can do that, and there was a lot of that going on today as well. And I think the president's statements were exactly, listen, when you have days of tragedy like this, we're Americans. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're not independents. We're Americans. And the president, President Obama, is our commander-in-chief. And I actually think his statements about praying for the country were well said. Helen, I'm glad you're praying for those as well. It's vulgar. It's sickening. There's an 8-year-old child that's dead. There's two other people that are dead. There are people that have lost limbs, and we need to be praying for them. And we need the one phrase I that a lot of commentators are using, and I know they mean this innocently, is this concept of we're going to bring these people to justice. I don't use the phrase we're going to bring them to justice because I don't like putting these in the context of a criminal proceeding. Folks, these domestic or foreign, these are attacks on the sovereignty of the United States. Skip, I don't think that's an overstatement. These are attacks on the fundamental institutions of our government, even when it does not attack our government, but it's attacking our citizens.
That's exactly right. You know, our general federal courts are meant to handle the normal procedures, the normal matters that go on in society. But when somebody goes to attack the very roots of that society, those institutions are not, were not created for that purpose. And this is a, when you go and you start bombing citizens, civilians out on a public street, you are aiming at something much more fundamental. This is, and when I look at this being a person who deals with the law of armed conflict all the time, it is absolutely a war crime to target civilians,
right,
to use ammunition that inflicts needless pain, or intentionally do so. All of those would violate the law of armed conflict, and those are not the type of offenses that you have in domestic law. So these people would be better tried in a, under a military order.
You're not kidding, no matter how they're caught and when they're caught. Jordan, let's talk about personal experience here. And by the way, if you want to talk to us, folks, we're here for another half hour, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I know the investigative techniques that are utilized here. It's early in that process, folks. I guarantee you, though, from personal experience, a lot of evidence has been gathered. You, as I said, Jordan, you worked with the Justice Department. I worked very closely with the Attorney General of the United States during 9/11. That was John Ashcroft. This, there are procedures that are set in place to find out not only who did this, but also to find out the methods upon which they did it and their connections, if there are global connections, to find out those global connections as well.
Sure. I mean, some interesting points based off other events similar throughout the world. There hasn't been a group trying to claim responsibility, not to our knowledge at this time, which would raise some questions about whether or not the individuals involved in this were part of something bigger, even to the point where that bigger group may even have just known about this maybe occurring and could have claimed, tried to claim some responsibility, a political movement, religious movement. You haven't seen that. And so that may tend to think that that's more like individuals who may be trying to act in
right.
a, with that political statement, but may not be connected to someone bigger who could release a press statement. I mean, it's something as simple as that that you could note. Usually, you know, whether it's in Israel or here in the United States or in the UK, in Europe, what happened in Bulgaria, all of that, there were people claiming responsibility. And all we know is that, you know, the investigation is ongoing, that they waited a considerable amount of time yesterday for making any statement, especially from the federal government, who is running the investigation. And that means, you know, that yesterday, you know, they did not come to a conclusive any points. And as of this morning, I mean, the President of the United States making it clear how the investigation is being, you know, viewed as an act of terrorism. And I think clearing that up, which was important to do, but also not making any definitive statements whatsoever. Not a lot you can take from this. Other than that, when you live in the superpower of the world,
right,
and the United States of America enjoy this kind of freedom and liberty, you know, it's not perfect, and that's you know, part about liberty is you don't want to be in the security state to the point where you don't enjoy those freedoms and liberties that we fight and risk our life and that many Americans risk their lives for to defend for us.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be taking more of your calls when we come back, and that is 1-800-684-3110. If you're not on SiriusXM, go to ACLJ.org. We'll be going live there, of course. ACLJ.org or 1-800-684-3110, and we will take your calls. We need our thoughts and prayers to go towards those in Boston, and a huge thank you from all of us. And I know I'm speaking for our entire radio listening audience and our entire ACLJ family. To the government leaders in Massachusetts, the Governor Patrick, to the EMS responders, those police officers that did such a heroic job, to the medical personnel, including the doctors and medical students, nurses, paramedics that came to the scene, and those that are in surgery right now and are already families that have lost loved ones, our thoughts and prayers with you. What we've decided to do today, because this is the day after Patriots Day, is if you have not familiarized yourself with our United States Constitution, I want to encourage you to go to call us, and we'll send you a copy absolutely free. 1-877-989-2255. It's called Foundations of Freedom. It'll be our gift to you celebrating at least the liberty of America. 1-877-989-2255 as we mourn those who've been lost.
There's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom. Talking about freedom.
Those were Paul McCartney's lyrics and song right after 9/11, and I was saw him perform in Washington, D.C. shortly after 9/11, and he came on stage singing that song and waving that American flag. And I'll tell you something, folks, I don't care what your political party is, that's when you realize how blessed we are to live in the United States of America, even when we have tragedies like this, and maybe especially when we have tragedies like this. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Skip Asher, national security expert. In our office in Virginia, is on our radio studio there. Jordan's at our national headquarters in Washington, D.C. I'm on at our media center. Let me go to Skip for a second here. Skip, when you had at the last conference you had, when they talk about these kind of devices, what are they looking for here? Are they trying to find, they say, a signature of the bomb maker?
That's right. They've, you know, as people deal with this over and over again, there's a certain methodology of putting these together. There's a certain preference for a certain type of explosive or certain additions to that explosive to maim and to injure. And after a while, they come what they call the signature. They will be able to determine that this IED was made by a certain person. And if they can determine who that person is, then they can start tracing and putting together pieces of a puzzle to try to unravel what's going on and try to capture these people. So there are signatures. There are certain ways of doing these things. And so they look at that. So it's the whole idea of the terrorist, unraveling the terrorist networks, is to put together a mosaic, to have pieces. It's like one of those huge 1,000-piece puzzles, and you get a piece here and a piece there, and after a while, you have a picture that emerges, and part of that is determining who is doing this and where that person operates out of, and then beginning to focus in on that person and possibly capture him. But it's very interesting, and it's tedious at times.
Sure.
But it's one of those things that once you get it, you follow this thread and you unravel the whole network and you can roll them right up.
You know, folks, I hope you understand also, in light of this kind of tragedy here at the ACLJ, we're engaged in all of these issues. And we sent Skip to Israel. We have an office in Jerusalem because of our national security concerns. So we are fully engaged, and we're going to continue to be fighting for freedom, especially right now here in the United States. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go back to the phones.
Yep, Dwayne in Georgia on line 3. Dwayne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dwayne.
Yes, good afternoon. I just want to say to the families of this senseless tragedy, my hearts and prayers are with you. And for the people who did this, I hope that they get tracked down. And as one of your guests mentioned, they should be tried in a military court. And I hope that they get punished severely and the punishment falls nothing short of the death penalty, because that's exactly what these people deserve.
Well, they try to wreak havoc on the United States, and I'm not going to get into what penalty they should get, whether it's the death penalty or anything else. We got to find out who did it, and find out who did it, and then get a sense of what we have. And again, Skip, let me go back to you on this. When you're looking at the investigatory process right now, it moves quickly, but it's, as you said, it's tedious. They're looking at little pieces of explosives that are left.
Right. They're going to try to figure out what the explosive was. They're going to have to figure out how it was triggered, the triggering device, and so on. They're going to try to determine where these were these common nails that were put in there, were these ball bearings, where were those purchased, where were they obtained. They're going to run all those ideas to the end, and if they can determine that somebody bought certain types of things at a certain place, that's when they begin to put together who this might be, or at least a person in the chain of events that led to the firing or the exploding of these bombs. And it's the FBI and all these other agencies. That's one of the things that we learned from 9/11 is we put together this joint terrorism task force. We already are cooperating when there isn't a problem. So now they get together and they immediately have been working together, and it's more of a seamless operation to resolve these issues.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And if you want Foundations of Freedom, that is the Constitution, 877-989-2255. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you, cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource, free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow provides you with the vital information you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Through our daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live, you get the latest news, and we provide you with critical insight and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. It's the kind of program that's getting a lot of attention and many new listeners, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time in my drive into Anchorage. It's a 50-mile commute into Anchorage. And this radio show happens to be on at the time that I usually drive in, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Whether it's about the Constitution, the courts, or the halls of Congress, Jay Sekulow and the American Center for Law and Justice cuts through the clutter, providing you with clear and concise news and analysis that you won't find anywhere else. Join the growing number of Americans who listen to Jay Sekulow Live every day. Find out how you can hear the show by going online at aclj.org/ontheradio.
Calls at 1-800-684-3110. It's 800-684-3110. Skip Ash, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, is with us in our studios in Virginia. Jordan's in our studios in D.C. I'm at our media center. Obviously, we're talking about the tragedy in Boston. If you want to talk to us on air, it's easy to do at 1-800-684-3110. Also, we're giving away, and we will probably the rest of this week, our Foundations of Freedom. That's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. That's what we need to be focusing on. Of course, our thoughts and prayers need to be focused on the people and that were injured in this horrific attack, and that we get these others individuals caught that did this. But again, if you want that, it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right back to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. A lot of people have been holding. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. We'll just go by those who've been holding on the longest. Raj in Virginia, line four. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Raj. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. And we thank God for all the support which you've been able to bring and the very special view you're taking of this. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jordan. And through you, yes, as you said, we thank all the emergency personnel, the firefighters, the doctors, even the leadership, the mayor, the governor, our president.
Absolutely.
A very important time for us. And while we can make all these statements of finding who's doing what, let's not forget that the persons who perpetrated this, they demolished themselves, but what about their families? What about their faith communities, which have caused this to rise and grow and all tentacles? I'm therefore suggesting that when we find somebody, there be no plea bargaining, that there be enhanced interrogation, that there might be that punitive damage to family and religious groups.
Sure. The question's going to be, Raj, in this situation, first of all, I appreciate the tone of what you're saying. We don't know who's done this. That's really the kind of the first question that has that law enforcement's focusing on. Not the why it was done, but who did it. Then you'll figure out the why. The why is that whoever did it hates America and hates individual freedom and liberty. That you know. But it's the who did it. And then you could determine the approach to take. And this is how I think we have to recognize what we're dealing with. And, Skip, I would take it the first line of attack here would be finding out the who. Who did this act? Who was responsible for it? And then you could go to the other conclusions.
Absolutely. You know, some of these acts are senseless. I mean, people do them for all sorts of bizarre reasons. But the key thing is to find out who did it and to find out who their compatriots might be so that we can stop similar acts from taking place. But you're absolutely right, Jay. We have to figure out who did it, and then we can determine the whys and hows and everything else. But it's the who that's the most important right now.
And Jordan, that's the focus. I know you studied this, you've worked with this at the Justice Department, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, the who did it is the key here. People are saying, you know, even the president said, well, why it happened. Really, they hate us. That's why it happened. Whoever this they are, by the way, I don't know if it's domestic or foreign. I have no idea. But I do know this. They hate us. And they were trying to inflict maximum casualties on civilians, and that is almost an act of war in and of itself. It really is. That's terrorism, well, classic terrorism.
Yeah, terrorism, I mean, does not have to be foreign individuals. It doesn't have to be religious in nature. It doesn't have to be only political. It could be a mix of everything. And you know, you could also have people who commit terrorist acts who are just psychotic, fully psychotic, without any kind of motive, that they are not trying to do this for to send any kind of message whatsoever. I mean, you've got all of these options on the table. When the second explosion went off, people realized, okay, this is someone or a group who put a lot of thought into it. Now, though, the reports are saying, you know, these were 6-inch pressure cookers in bags that someone left probably in between police sweeps. So there was a lot of talk yesterday about, and you know, I think there's a key on why not. You know, if this was so coordinated, why didn't it happen at the end of the, you know, main runners when all the media is covering it live and the people are winning the marathon? And that's why, you know, so much international press is there. And then some said, well, there's not as many actual runners going through, so it's not as many people. But the truth is there was a police sweep right then, like right before those runners came through. So there was a gap period for bomb checking. I mean, that's how narrow of a window there was. So that could explain that. I mean, it could be someone with literally two small bags, small pressure cookers, and who got in during the in between bomb check. That's not necessarily going to be 25 or 30 people. That being said, more could unravel where it's a handful. And at this point, we don't know. Could it be someone doing this because of their faith? Could it be someone doing it because of their motivation from a leader abroad? Of course, and we heard about all of that in Portland, the Christmas tree bombing there, Pioneer Square, that was attempted by one individual. I mean, that's the kind of devices we're talking about. We had someone that was ready to take a suicide vest into the Capitol here,
right,
that the FBI had caught about halfway through. So all of this, you can't come to a lot of conclusions except for to understand that whenever you think for a moment that in America, you know, we may have crime, we may have tragedies, but in these events that happened at the school, but you know, the terrorism is over. You're not this kind of power in the world, and you could suffer these attacks from within and from the outside.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why you've got to approach these things so carefully, and I think our government's doing exactly that. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The emergency personnel were incredible during this process. I mean, just unbelievable. I know we've got a call coming in on that. It was just admirable and encouraging to watch in a horribly horrific situation. Let's take Michael's call next, Jordan.
Yeah, Michael called in from Indiana, or Idaho on line 5. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. And I was a California highway patrolman for 25 years, and I was trained to make sense out of chaos. And undoubtedly, the quick response by the emergency personnel saved lives and it also saved evidence to aid in the prosecution of those that are responsible.
Right.
And I personally feel that if this is an act of domestic terrorism, that it's treason. And then if it's an act of international terrorism, it is just that. And I think the people that are responsible should be prosecuted accordingly.
Well, I'll tell you what the president said. Let me play number 21 when he talks about what this all means and what it says and what it says about America as well. Let me play number, actually, 21 and 22.
We also know this. The American people refuse to be terrorized because what the world saw yesterday in the aftermath of the explosions were stories of heroism and kindness and generosity and love. Exhausted runners who kept running to the nearest hospital to give blood and those who stayed to tend to the wounded. The first responders who ran into the chaos to save lives, the men and women who are still treating the wounded at some of the best hospitals in the world, the priests who opened their churches and ministered to the hurt and the fearful, and the good people of Boston who opened their homes to the victims of this attack and those shaken by it. So if you want to know who we are, what America is, how we respond to evil, that's it. Selflessly, compassionately, unafraid.
President of the United States, our Commander-in-Chief, and I think his words were absolutely correct. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk about what happened, what it means, how it should be handled, if you want to offer prayer for those that were involved, I encourage you to call us at 800-684-3110. Skip, let me ask you this. From an investigatory standpoint right now, what is probably happening based on your experience?
Right now, obviously, the all the organizations involved, the FBI, the local police, the state police, the ATF, all of them are gathering evidence, and they're going to begin to sift through the evidence, and they're going to be looking for certain types of things. They're going to be trying to identify what the explosive was. They're going to be trying to identify what types of additions were made to the bomb, such as the ball bearings or the nails or anything else, where they might come from. What are they made of? Are these the type of things that are only sold in limited places so they can go and find out where these might have been purchased and by whom? So they're going to be going through all that type of thing. They're taking testimony from everyone they can. They're trying to collect the films from a lot of the stores there, from just filming of the streets by security cameras and everything else, trying to see if anyone was acting strangely, or if anybody was identified and might have left a parcel at a place near where the bombs went off. They're trying to get all that information, and then they're going to start sifting through that and putting together the pieces. So it's a Herculean task, but it's the type of task that the United States is famous for conducting and famous for sorting out. And I think we couldn't have any better people on the ground than these law enforcement agents.
We're going to be taking more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I encourage you to give us a call, and we'll find out, get your thoughts and prayers also for the people of Boston. We're offering our Foundations of Freedom, which is the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights, 1-877-989-2255. We'll send that right out to you. But again, if you want to talk to us on air, go to your phones, give us a call, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, J Secular Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to J Secular all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take John. He's calling from California. Hi, John. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? And good. I really appreciate the job you do.
Thank you.
I had a question, and I don't want to be inflammatory, but okay. I've noticed with what's happening in the world, I pay attention to Saeed, and I saw what's going on in Benghazi. But I just wanted to ask you a question, why I don't see the good Muslims around the United States just stand out against the terrorism and the violence that's perpetrated. I know you stand for religious freedom, and I believe they should have their religious freedom also.
Right.
But I sure would like to see some people come out and just stand for the U.S., to live here and enjoy the freedoms that you defend.
Listen, John, you ask a valid question, and you're right. There's not been a lot of – I haven't seen it. Will, have we seen any comments so far from the Muslim community? Jordan, you work with some of the moderate elements.
I don't think that there's a reason to necessarily expect those remarks, because no one has blamed any kind of extremism tied to any religious group. So, condemning violence in general, I'm sure we could find those remarks from yesterday. Lots of people were sending out messages. No one has been specifically or political message or ideology or religious ideology. So, I think it was interesting when the reports about this one individual who was supposedly not being able to leave the hospital facility, who was injured and being investigated, not arrested, but being investigated, who's a Saudi national. They've raided his apartment, and his roommate has spoken to the media. It disappeared for a couple days before. They hadn't seen him, his roommates, but his roommates have said they don't think he would have done this, but
right.
He was quiet, and now we've heard that from a number of people that have said so. Anyhow, when that came out, I do know that there are people in the Muslim world sending out messages saying, "Oh no, I hope this isn't."
They were saying,
I think that's the mindset right now.
They were saying, "Oh no," they were hoping it was. Let's be clear on that. I think Jordan brought up a really important point. There were tweets, there were things that went out within the Muslim community where they said, oh, no, we hope this isn't that. So there is that going on.
Now, there were also celebrations that the AP was covering in other parts of the Muslim world where one of the Al-Qaeda, most extremist leaders in Jordan, who was in prison for about 7 years in the country of Jordan, he was praising the attacks to the Associated Press. So you've got that, which was similar to 9/11, but I think even more so the Muslim world is sensitive to this. And to what it means for the faith, for their faith as well, and so I think you have to wait. You can't come to those conclusions at this moment. If our government isn't until our government tells us who's responsible, and puts that evidence forward, then we can't expect any apologies for anyone. No one needs to apologize or to condemn something we don't know what we'd be condemning.
All right, let me ask you this, Skip. What's so in a situation like this, nothing's ruled out at this point, right, in an investigation like this?
You need to go where the evidence leads. So it's right now, there could be people who tend to think this way or tend to think that way, but a true investigator should gather the evidence and objectively evaluate where it leads so that we can definitely find the persons who is responsible for this. And we shouldn't assume anything up front. Obviously, there are certain popularity in IEDs within the Islamic world, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan, that have been used against our own troops. But now you can find on the internet, you can find instructions on how to do these things. So we can't assume that this would necessarily be somebody from the Islamic faith. At the same time, we can't rule it out either. So the thing is that the police need to proceed cautiously. They need to gather the evidence, and they need to see where it leads. And then we need to prosecute those who are responsible, irrespective of who they are.
Democratic Congressman Michael Cupano made a statement yesterday from the House floor asking for a moment of silence, but I think it's worth listening to what he had to say. Number four.
It was a terrible tragedy, and no matter how you measure it, I don't know if it's official terrorism or unofficial or whatever, but clearly anyone to act in such a manner is clearly an evil person. And today in Massachusetts is a holiday. It's a state holiday called Patriots Day. It's the day that we celebrate the actions of our patriots back in 1776 that started the revolution that brought to birth this country. We remind ourselves regularly of what it is to be an American, what it is to be a patriot, what it is to be a member of a society that cares for each other.
There's been some question about the significance of Patriot Day, and I think when you're looking at an investigation of an ongoing, or then yesterday it was an ongoing terrorism act because there was multiple explosions, you look at everything. Was it the fact that it was Patriot Day? Could that be significant? Sure. Nothing, Jordan, is out of scope of investigation at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, when you first put it to, you know, you think Patriots Day, you think, okay, attacking America. But you also think, and I think, you know, there are the government, anti-government attacks, though this wasn't a government building. But you've had the guy fly the plane into the IRS. You add, you know, it was tax day. And I know that some people on the left were criticized for saying it. But like Skip was talking about, we're lawyers here, so we look at all the facts that we know. We know that the day has significance and that it was the Boston Marathon, which is an international event, Patriots Day, which is an American event, but specific to New England, that day, and it's specific to Boston, where it's a holiday, not a holiday everywhere else in the country. And then on top of that, it's Tax Day. It's April 15th, a day that has been, you know, they were talking about in April because of that. There have been, you know, the Oklahoma City, these other events were in this month. I mean, within a few days because of this government focus. At the same time, though, those were targeted at government buildings. And this was the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
This had, to me, that, you know, look, it's early in the investigation, Skip, and you don't know where it's going to go, and it could be domestic and it could be international. The one thing that leads me, if I was you got to go down every lead. The one thing that counts, I think, would counter an initial reaction of being domestic is the fact that it wasn't aimed at a government building, a place of authority like the Treasury, like the IRS, like the office building in Oklahoma City. It was aimed at multiple civilian casualties, unaffiliated, at a sporting event. The jihadists have called for that, and we're not saying that's who did it, but that is a factor you've got. I mean, all of these factors, Skip, are evidence that you look at.
I think so. I think you're exactly right. The tradition of homegrown terrorism has been anti-government. The tradition of outside terrorism has been anti-American. And they aren't necessarily the same. Obviously, if you attack the Capitol building in Washington, you could be either one. But when you're attacking just the American people in general, like this was, or even internationalists or foreigners who came over to participate and to observe the marathon, you have a broader view, it seems to me. And therefore, it would indicate, at least to me, that this is probably not a homegrown incident. But it's still too early to tell that definitively.
Well, let me play for you what the lead FBI agent in charge of the investigation had to say. It's our sound number 14 and 15.
This remains a very active investigation. Our ongoing investigation in various locations throughout the area goes on. However, there are no known additional threats. This will be a worldwide investigation. We will go where the evidence and the leads take us. We will go to the ends of the earth to identify the subject or subjects who are responsible for this despicable crime, and we will do everything we can to bring them to justice.
So there you have it, and we know there are ongoing investigations right now. Your thoughts and prayers should continue for the people of Boston, for the leaders there, for our president as he deals with this, and the entire administration. And again, if you want a copy of Foundations of Freedom, that is our Constitution, we'll be happy to send it to you by just simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll keep you updated on the situation. I'm sure there'll be more developments by the time we go back on air tomorrow. So again, pray for those in Boston, Massachusetts, and for our government leaders. We'll see you tomorrow.
There's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.com.